Telephone entertainment progresses as Brian Feedback continues discussing Fun Phones.
The tapes that Bernay was in, as far as Fun Phone goes, like these, for instance, the last 10 new ones, Bernay, I think, was featured in, let me take a look at my list here, was featured in, three of them, and his lines were always recorded in advance, and then run back later as we were doing the tape. His lines would be queued up on a separate tape, and, would blend right in with our script. It wasn't noticeable. That was done really well. Stu planned it that way.
What did Stu do? Go out to his house? And?
Yeah, Stu would go to the basement probably a week before our recording session. Bernay would never read the script. He would come to a line that would say Bernay, and he'd read it. Bernay never knew the plot of the Fun Phone tapes until he heard the last final finished product on the line. And then Stu, a lot of times, was in for a kill from Bernay.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you, because a lot of times they made fun of him.
Right. Remember, Bernay always says, I did not have time. So he does not have time to read the whole script. So he goes down to lines that say, Bernay, and he reads them. And
did he ever
work quite well.
Was there ever any real serious problem where he was very mad at Stu?
I can remember one. It was a few years, probably a couple years ago. I'd rather not talk about it online. But, yeah, there's been probably a few times. Of course, Bernay's gotten more paranoid, and rightfully so, in the past couple of years.
If you had the chance to do it over again, make 10 more tapes or 11 or whatever, would you do it?
Fun Phone tapes?
Fun Phone style, let's say.
Probably. I think I was a pushing factor to Stu sometimes as far as making the next five. The first five were practically already written prior to Fun Phone's disconnection, so they were recorded and then run. The second five new ones were kind of another ego booster, and during, I think, the summer or during one vacation time, they were written and recorded. And, of course, the last one, 30 minutes. Whether there'll be any more new ones, I can't say. It's totally up to the cast.
Was the last one written after Fun Phone's disconnection?
Yes. The last, the first five new ones were written before Fun Phone's disconnection. The second five were written after, and then, of course, the special 30-minute was written after. They were all, in fact, all of the new ones were produced for playback on Feedback.
Then, about a year later, after the original 30-minute tape was produced, another 30-minute tape was made, this time in 1980, and after this, there could be more. At this time, there was a line called Superphone, and there was a conference run by Alec.
Well, the conference that I used to run actually got started in an answering service about 74. And yes. I worked all night long from 10:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. And there was nothing to do all night, so I ran a conference.
How did you work it?
Well, actually, it started by accident. The guy that I used to work with used to talk to a few of his friends all night long.
Uh-huh.
And they started calling me up when he left, and there's nothing else to do but talk to him, and pretty soon I started calling other answering services, and it kind of propelled itself from there. And by word of mouth, we had like 30, 40, as many as 50 people. And off an answering service board, you can run as many people as you like to.
The main line presents another in a series of useless tests. The National Dumb Test. Score 10 points for each incorrect answer. Who invented the apple?
A.
Washington Apple.
B.
Sir Isaac Figg.
C.
Eve, formerly of the comedy team of Adam and Eve.
D.
1984. When did San Quentin get its first big break?
A.
True.
B.
2 years before the mass.
C.
Any time now. What was Millard Fillmore's campaign slogan? A. Vote for me.
B.
A chicken in every garage.
C.
None of the above.
D.
States above. Send your answers along with a statement in 25 words or less. If you're hypnotized, duplicate prizes will be awarded to your nearest living relative.
The main line, interesting. I was back in junior high school, whatever year that was. The number was given to me by someone who really never called it. Said, hey, you can call this number and get jokes. So I called it, and through my little phone investigations back then.
The file is under mainline miscellanea.
Sir, may I have your order, sir?
Yeah, let's order French fries, please.
I'm sorry, sir, we're out of fries.
Okay, I'll just have a chocolate shake, please.
I'm sorry, our shake machine is broken tonight, sir.
Oh, well,
thank you.
This is an historic moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking here with a man who claims to know absolutely nothing.
That's right.
And what is your name, sir?
I don't know.
You see, it's just like I told you. I don't know nothing.
Never knew of any other joke or comment lines at the time, but as a kid, I was always playing with the phone and finding out little technical aspects about it. I really didn't understand it, but I drew my own theories and conclusions. And so when I found out the main line's number, I was playing around. I found that it had three lines in hunting and all of that wonderful stuff. So I'd call it on, like, early Sunday mornings when no one else was calling it. I'd hear his loops all the way through. And I thought it was great, you see, because that was the first entertainment line I was ever exposed to. And, you know, as a kid, you're always turned on by that stuff. Or maybe you're not, but I'm kind of weird.
Once upon a time, in a friendly neighborhood supermarket...
Three for a dollar.
Excuse me, honey. Fill this empty detergent box with all the money in your register. And don't make any funny noises.
Good heavens, a robbery.
Oh, and a pack of menthol 100s.
The getaway was clean until...
Hi, I'm Lenny McCracken, and I'm going to take away your box of detergent and give you two of another leading brand.
Hey, I'm really not excited about that.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I'd like you to spot inspect these three spoons at random and tell us what you think of the middle one.
I think I need help.
The police quickly arrived and arrested the lady for impersonating an average housewife, making the world a little safer for mom's apple pie and lemon-scented motor oil.
I got a friend of mine, Dave, in North Hollywood. Some of you might remember him. I got him in the phone. And we decided that at the as green as we were, at least as phones went, we would attempt to start a line. And what we wanted to do was start the first 24-hour-a-day conference. At least legal. And, you know, these malfunctions on switches have happened, of course, but it would have a disclaimer at the beginning, but no collect calls, and would operate 24 hours a day. Well, this was at the beginning of 1974, and we got the lines, and we had all sorts of problems, and finally we got it up, and I think for 3 or 4 weeks, we had 24-hour-a-day conference, but our equipment wasn't that efficient, so it had to come down, and we decided at that point to redesign the equipment and run a comment line, and we ran the first... Dave and I ran the first comment line, per se, a line that was solely devoted to comments. And I believe this lasted somewhere till towards the end of 1974. And at that point, Dave moved, and since the equipment was at his house, we shut it down. I had an off-prem of the first of the four numbers.
What was this line called?
North Hollywood Conference, even when it was a comment line. I had an off-prem. There were four numbers, so I had an off-prem of the first number. They were in rotary, consecutive.
Next followed a joke line called Convex, which gave out numbers to other entertainment lines, similar to the way comment lines often do. Then came a joke line called Fluke, which is still running in 1980. Then a line called Crosstalk. And then a music line called Rockabilly. After running the North Hollywood Conference, Steve then ran The Electric Return.
That was probably one of the best comment lines there was.
Why?
Well, for the same reason Fun Fun was one of the best joke lines. It was, these people spent a lot of time on it. Electric Return was either changed every day or every other day. A lot was put into it, more than, I don't even know if I could put that much into my line. I don't even have the time, so I can't even think about it. But that was pretty much the best line. The Electric Return...
I kind of liked it. At that time, I'd never heard what a comment line. It was a new idea. It was a new concept. You know, I'd never heard anything like it before.
And thinking back on it, it seemed as if it was kind of flat, but, you know, as far as the format goes, there was not a lot of variety or a lot of, I don't know, showmanship or whatever in the line. But it fulfilled its purpose, and I think he did quite well.
At the time, I enjoyed it. I thought his one-minute input was absurd and irritating, but it was the first comment line I'd heard, and I was very intrigued with it. It was kind of a media trip that appealed to me.
1975, then I decided I'd like to run a comment line again, so I was simple this time. One input line, one output line, and I also had one personal line. And Lisa Beverly Hills, who was on phones at that time in 1975, I was talking to her one day, and she was doing some typing, so she thought of the name The Electric Return for my comment line. And that was up, I can't remember the time frame, but it probably was up for 5 months, somewhere in the, I guess, the middle of the year. And then that went down. I guess it becomes quite a chore trying to make a new comment tape every day, or at that time was every other day, of 20 minutes length, because that means there's about 2 hours of tape to go through. And I guess I became rather tired with that chore. So I think at that point I converted it into a two-line loop. The lines weren't in rotary, and it was something like the Valley Connection, which I ran later, but not nearly as sophisticated. It was a tone instead of the radio. And that ran for a month or so, and at that point I just decided that, I can't remember the reason, but, you know, phone lines do become a hassle either because they take a lot of money or a lot of time, or there are always a certain type of person that usually calls that will, out of envy, if nothing else, will harass you because you're on a line. And I forget which thing it was that time, but I decided to shut it down completely.
My return was something run by Tom Santa Monica, and that was unique in that it had three parts. And they were issued late at night usually, and they were very unique. You'd have to hear them.
One day on the Shogun hotline, they called it, and Dave Shogun answered himself and gave the number of the Bel Air Turn, which, in my opinion, was the best comment line that ever ran.
Why?
Because usually he didn't get garbage comments, and you know, the people that were calling around there, I mean, they weren't stupid, like some of the ones we have now.
Newsmakers.
I like it because he thought of the Van Nuys conference so people could meet each other. And that he must spend a lot of money on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of expense.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really need to do it.
Then we have Mobile Monolith, which was a pretty good comment line.
Yeah, I called Mobile Monolith, not a lot, again, because of expense. But Mobile Monolith, I remember him having these long tapes with the music, the organ music. I could never understand why they used the organ music, but they did use the organ music, and you just came to accept that after a while. But that was a neat line, too. Oh, thinking back, you know, all those lines were pretty neat in that period.
I remember John Mobile Monolith ran a recording announcing a 100th anniversary party for the phone. And it was supposed to be held at some church or something. The party never came through, but that created his line of Mobile Monolith because the numbers he used to advertise, he wound up using to run his recordings. I caught it when it was being crazy, and I caught it when it ran comments. Even though it kept going up and down all the time, it never was very stable. When it was running, I thought it was very good because the comments and the intellect and the callers were quite good as far as that comment line was concerned.
During this period, there was also a radio line, a line that played old radio programs called Surprise.
Part 5 of the history of telephone entertainment can be heard starting Monday, September 22nd.